This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Your venue. Call in and speak to the world, a forum for you to get your ideas out. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
I'll give you the number here shortly, but one thing I've been thinking about is, you know, during the holiday season, lots of people make big commitments. Also, New Year's.
Yeah, people buy puppies and cats.
Terrible ponies. Idea. You know, if you've had a long discussion about getting a pet, that's a fine idea, but, you know, I think I'll give my girlfriend a puppy. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think people should go pick out their pets rather than have them given to them. There's certain circumstances when I'm willing to say, okay, that makes sense. But generally, pets on the holidays, I don't like it.
I like pets over the holidays, especially when they're your pet pigs and they've already been slaughtered and then I'm, like, you know, cooking them in a crock pot.
I don't understand people that can get pets and then abandon them, ever. Like, well, I feel like once you have a pet, like, generally, your idea should be that you're going to have that pet for life.
Whose life? And how, you know, like, when, who decides? I mean, at some point, people generally decide it's time for the pet to die, right?
Well, I'm not talking about, like, medical issues. I'm talking about just getting rid of a pet. You know, like, a lot of people are just like,
I'm tired of this. I've had the cat for 6 months. I'm tired of it.
I don't like that it's slightly harder to find an apartment, you know?
I see that issue, but sometimes you got to find an apartment, so you got to give the cat to somebody. I get where you're coming from. You don't like to see him turned over to the Humane Society. I don't like to see that either, but to some extent, animals live and die based on our convenience. You know,
yeah. I mean, I hear you. I just think that that's a kind of a despicable, you know, for a farm animal, one thing, for a pet, completely different.
So I had a big fat cat named Senior Grouchy Pants, and he had bone cancer.
That's a medical condition.
Well, he could have lived longer.
Okay, but I could have. What kind of a life? I mean, at some point when the cat is suffering, you put it down. I mean, that's
at some point
thing.
When Grandpa is suffering, you put him down.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good thing.
I see you
to
sitting
say.
Over there suffering in your plaid shirt. Okay. With the kind of taste you've got, and we're all suffering.
I love the onion.
Well, if you don't think that they put old people down, by the way, you're delusional.
I'm not saying they don't.
Okay.
But I'm sure you're familiar with the onion thing. About the teenager that was put to sleep because all she could do was sit there and roll her eyes.
Let's say Onion is a satirical newspaper, online newspaper, and
many layers.
At this point, to the best we know of, no teenagers have been put to death because all they can do is roll their eyes. Yeah, well, in this case,
in the U.S.,
what I'm talking about in the U.S. The other countries have to deal with their own teenagers, as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's probably happened in some country that doesn't have a lot of news.
What is
reports.
Wrong with you? You roll your eyes too much.
In that country, teenagers have jobs, and they have no time to eye roll. The people that eye roll are people that are busy just judging you because they've got nothing better to do.
Your brother and sister, they work in factory. They're only 7 years old. They've been working in factory for 3 years.
Your brother,
what's wrong with you?
He has no fingers.
All you do is you roll your eyes.
No fingers.
Obviously, we need to end you.
Take the machete to that problem. So what I'm talking about this holiday season is a decision that a lot of people make regarding getting married.
Ah, yes. Horrible idea.
Well, I mean, okay, I don't know what you mean by getting married being a horrible idea. Lots of people choose to live together.
Getting the state involved in your relationship is generally a horrible idea.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, a government marriage versus, you know, just the choosing to live together. People call that marriage, too.
My general thought is if you're male and you get married, you're an idiot.
It's beginning to make less and less sense.
Yeah. If you're a woman, it's a great deal for you. Go ahead. But if you're a guy, you're an idiot.
There's a few men who have, made it out okay. Like Joan London's husband got a pretty big
home. Rare outlier, you know, if you marry a, you know, a sugar mama.
Kevin Federline.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Things went okay for
K-Fed.
The Kev, whatever the hell his name is. K-Fed.
He's the guy, for anybody that isn't aware, he's the guy that he was a backup dancer for Britney Spears.
Which generally on most nights, we will hope that you don't know who K-Fed is. That's like our general. That's like the baseline for Free Talk Live is if it's a pop culture reference, you should not get it.
Well, that's what we got for. It, and that shows that it's a pretty ubiquitous pop culture reference.
Yeah. He was a backup dancer, wound up marrying Britney, and then when
Britney
they divorced,
Spears, who is a musical genius.
And smoking hot, I would have her babies. And when they divorced, he wound up getting like $49 million or something.
Things didn't go poorly for K-Fed. But, I mean, generally, I agree with you, Johnson, that it's beginning that what you're seeing as far as numbers go is that fewer and fewer men are interested in marriage over time. And now, agreeing.
I think the numbers show that fewer and fewer people in general are interested in marriage.
That's what I was going to say. Fewer and fewer people are, but men are at a slightly higher rate than women not interested in marriage. Also, since the millennials, which are the generation that would be getting married, are poor because they have been robbed by circumstance.
Hold on. I know we covered the generational thing a couple of weeks ago, but I'm still thinking of millennials as being like 12 years old.
Okay. I think that these would be the kids of the 90s, would be millennials.
You do realize that it's been 16 years since the turn of the millennium, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just you know, we're a few weeks away. So they would definitely not be 12.
Yeah. Closer to 12 than getting married age.
Yeah, well, I'm 44.
A lot of people get married between 18 and 20. I mean, that still happens.
The generation after me is the millennials, and so they're going to be basically 34 to, I guess, 14. It would be about a 20.
Millennials are 34? No.
Yeah, yeah. Afraid so.
34? What kind of delusional universe is a millennial 34?
Well,
based on what we covered 2 weeks ago, right. Millennials were born no earlier than 1995.
You're forgetting that whole, like, Generation Y or the one that comes after Generation X.
Millennials are Generation Y.
No, they're not. Not according to what we were covering a couple weeks ago.
You're wrong, and you can look it up if that's what you want to do. However, what we're talking about here is who's getting married, and around the holiday season, generally it's going to be millennials because that's about their age, but there's going to be lots of other people and lots of other generations, whether it's Generation X or baby boomers are going to be making a decision to choose to get married. There might be a few silent generation folks that are intending to do so also, and there's going to be a lot of diamonds changing hands. That's kind of what happens.
If you like it, put a ring on it.
That's the idea. And, you know, I would like to see the whole diamond thing just done away with. I think that there are lots of other beautiful gems out there, precious stones.
Opals.
And, yeah.
Emeralds.
They're gorgeous. All these things are gorgeous.
Amethyst.
Your favorite. We know you know them all, buddy. And they're gorgeous, and why not? Why not use these things? Garnets used to be an engagement ring before diamonds took off around World War II. And it was basically...
I think we live in New Hampshire, and if you...
Granite, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Granite.
There's several different types of semi-precious and precious stones that can be
I don't
be
think it needs to be precious. I think it should just be a hunk of granite.
Yeah.
Not precious.
I think the whole idea of, like, giving, it's got to be 3 months' salary or whatever.
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and it started as 1 month. And I just watched an episode of a TV show called Adam Ruins Everything.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he covered was the whole, you know, like, give a diamond, and, well, it's supposed to be, like, 2 or 3 months' salary. And De Beers, actually, one of the reasons diamonds cost so much is De Beers has a monopoly on the mining of new diamonds. They own all of the diamond mines in the world. So, basically, that means they control the supply of diamonds.
All the better reason not to buy anybody a diamond ring an engagement ring.
I mean, also, when is there a tradition of, like, you know, women spending, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 at a pop on men, on anything?
Never, nothing, yeah.
You want
ever?
Equality? Stop with the rings.
Well, a ring makes sense in that it sort of signals to society that, you know, hey, don't hit on me. That's a convenient
sure, okay,
reason
fine.
For a ring. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive like that. What do you think? 855-450-3733, 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, and alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Got a question on the table right now is, what do you think about the idea of giving diamonds for engagement rings? Because I've got some real problems with this particular activity. Not only does it foster what appears to be a pretty terrible way to slavery in Africa, but at the same time, these things are overpriced and not particularly rare by the measure of their price. Your thoughts are welcome.
The resale value is horrible.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's not going to be good, though. It basically, for the whole industry to exist, the resale value of a diamond is the value of a diamond in the marketplace as it exists today. What De Beers does is just keeps diamonds off the market. It pretty much owns all the diamond mines, and then keeps all those diamonds away. And,
right.
They're not going to let them out.
As I mentioned about the Adam Ruins Everything episode, they had some guy go out. He bought a $6,000 diamond from a jewelry store. And then he went to several other jewelry stores saying, like, I'm interested in selling this diamond. The highest offer he received was $1,000.
Wow. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Let's go to Dustin, calling in from Charlotte, listening on TuneIn. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm actually kind of glad you're talking about this topic. In addition to being the editor of Muslim American, I also deal in jewelry. And one thing that I've come to the conclusion of is that all these so-called natural stones are a huge waste of money.
All of them? Even emeralds and rubies and these sorts of things?
Yeah, because they're all color-treated anyway. There's no such thing as a truly natural stone. By the time it reaches a consumer, it's been heat-treated, and which changes the color, and irradiated to enhance the color, all that kind of stuff.
What about the people that go out and, collect the gems and then sell the raw gems?
Yeah, now if you can buy it in the raw and have it cut, that's fine. But again, you have to double check your sources because unless you're buying it directly from the mine, like here in North Carolina, we mine a lot of gems. A lot of emeralds from Tiffany's come from North Carolina, hiddenites and other things. But a lot of the semi-precious stones and the precious stones besides diamonds also come from India, where you've got a lot of slave labor, too. So it's still, a question of ethics comes in.
I see.
I think for the money, the best thing you can do is get rhodium-plated sterling silver because it looks like platinum. It'll never tarnish, and you can wash it with just mild soap and water. You don't need any special cleaners. And cubic zirconia, because cubic zirconia clarity and fire is equal to or greater than diamond.
It's true. There are people who have an eye for it, and they'll be like, and they'll call you out on it because, well, they've got nothing better to do than make people's lives miserable. But
you know what I think I'd do with a girl that was demanding a ring? So the average length of a marriage before divorce now is about 8 years.
All right.
Right? That's 2,920 days.
I made it.
Okay. So the cost, if you buy like a variety pack or whatever of ring pops, is about 46 cents a pop. So you could spend like about $1,300 and you'd have an 8-year supply of ring pops. She could have a new one every day. And then she could walk around saying, look at the size of this rock.
Yeah, those things are uncomfortable. You'd have to like shape the plastic.
I also wanted to ask Daryl about the libertarian presidential debate that's happening in North Carolina. I got an email that says that you're involved and it's seriously happening.
I saw a press release about it happening, but I have not been notified by the chair of the North Carolina Libertarian Party with any details about said debate. I certainly will do my best to participate, but I need some details. And the press release that I saw said that candidates will be participating from across the country.
That's the nice thing about having Daryl MC is he's light on his feet. You just throw a little information at him and he can do it in a couple hours.
Yeah, I think it is supposed to be some kind of a Google Hangout type thing. I don't know how that works, but I'm interested to mess with it just to see the debate. And if it's going to be online, then even though it's the North Carolina Libertarian Party organizing it, everybody should be able to check it out.
Certainly. And North Carolina, for those curious, is one of the few states in which the Libertarians actually get a presidential primary.
There you go.
And Justin, we have a candidate for governor and senator on the ballot in 2016. And I'm voting for both.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
There you go. Cool. Well, thanks for the call, Dustin. Appreciate it.
All right.
855-450-3733. The reason I brought up this story about diamonds is...
GMO diamonds.
First, I'm of the opinion that, you know... Okay, so I'll tell you how I did things with my wife. I told her, if you want a ring, you got to pick it out. I'm not going to pick it out. Not going to do that. So... Once she discerned, I also had a ring from a previous engagement. I gave her the ring set. I said, this is for you. We can do what you want with it. And we sold it. Got, I don't know, like $1,000 out of her or something like like as you guys said. I didn't pay what that $6,000 price tag, but I think we got like $1,000 out of it. And I said, that $1,000 is yours to do with as you please. What she did was she went someplace and bought a $100 ring with a sapphire in it. And it's...
Woohoo! Know, just made $900!
Right. And she paid off some credit card debt. And that way she's not coming to the marriage with $900 with a credit card debt.
Right.
That's $900 with a credit card debt that's taken care of. And she's got a nice little ring that indicates to everybody, hey, look, I'm a married lady. And it solves all those problems. She's happy. Everybody's happy. We did have to... Actually, she bought my ring with the money, too. So, and really funny story, as we were scuba diving on our honeymoon, the ring slips off. It was one size bigger than the one that you see in front of you.
Right.
I'm sorry, one half size bigger than the one you see in front of you. Slipped off. She went down in 15 feet of salt water, found it on the grassy floor of the Caribbean Sea or whatever you call it. It's a crazy, crazy thing that she was able to pull that off. She wanted to be married, I can assure you.
So the real question, men, would you buy your significant other a GMO diamond? And ladies...
What is a GMO diamond?
Genetically modified. You're saying this thing's lab-grown.
It's a lab-grown. Okay,
right.
I don't know why you're calling GMO.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Do you realize that the O in GMO stands for organic, correct?
Yeah. Organism. It stands for organism. Oh. So diamonds are organic. They're made of carbon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're not...
Ladies...
Organic.
Yeah, organism. Yeah.
Would you accept a GMO diamond?
Daryl, would you stop calling them GMOs? They're lab-grown.
I'm just using GMO because I think it's funny because, like, you know, people talk about the GMO food, but then they define it to where it's got to be in a lab. Okay, anything in a lab is GMO. GMO diamonds, baby.
I'm with Dustin on this, but these lab-grown diamonds are 30% the cost of regular diamonds.
Right.
I think that cubic zirconia is a better choice, and it's, frankly, it's sparklier, but yeah, I get some people can tell it a little more easily. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We are talking about diamonds. It's the time of year that a lot of people decide to get hitched, and diamonds are often, especially in the United States, they often play a role in this.
Yes.
Now they can grow diamonds. Not only can you have cubic zirconia, which is a beautiful stone, but you can get a lab-grown diamond that's 30% of the cost of a real diamond, or a... I shouldn't call it a real diamond because they're all real diamonds. A naturally grown diamond. The lab grown diamond, 6 weeks to create. I think the largest one they made was 3 carats, and that's going to be enough for anybody. Anything bigger, well, 3 carats is gaudy, but they fulfill the 4 C's brilliantly: color, clarity, cut, carat. They're physically, chemically, and optically identical to mined diamonds. The only difference is their origin. They come in white diamonds as well as rare yellow and pink hues that really stand out.
So they're just as strong?
They are. They're diamonds. They're lab-grown diamonds.
And remember Superman when he takes the lump of coal and he squeezes his hand really, really hard?
No.
They have super Asians in Singapore who squeeze diamonds really hard and make... and squeeze charcoal really hard and make diamonds.
No, so the reason I'm asking about the strength is because there are uses in, you know, like technology for diamonds. Right. So I'm wondering if that's going to be the application here.
Nature makes crappy diamonds, and they don't have the cut, the clarity, the color, and oftentimes the carat. They'd use them for diamond chainsaw blades and a variety of other
lasers.
Right. You don't need, you know, like a clear diamond for a chainsaw blade or a drill bit.
Right. Diamonds, the marketplace in diamonds has just been eviscerated. And I don't know what it's going to be like in the next 10 years, but I remember reading stories like this 7 or 8 years ago. And I was expecting something like this. And I guess, I don't know whether the world's changed or not, honestly. I haven't bought a diamond in a very long time, and I think I never will. I want nothing to do with this particular marketplace, but I'm kind of interested. Men, are you going to buy a lab-grown diamond? If you're not, why? I suspect the answer is because I'm afraid my girlfriend won't like it. And therefore, ladies, do you find a lab-grown diamond that could be bigger, clearer, prettier, more palatable than a nature-grown diamond?
What I'm wondering is how long before we can buy lab-grown girlfriends.
It won't be long, especially if they keep demanding really expensive rings.
Exactly.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I'm very interested in your thoughts on this. I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site that's really great for libertarian-type stories. It's where I do a lot of my show prep, not to mention FreeTalkLive.com and, every once in a while, FARC.com. I like these sites for my show prep. They're good places to go looking. Check out, they bring you details on coercive governments, up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com. I guess we should bring people up to date on the James Cleveland situation. We had James on Free Talk Live last night talking about his legal situation. He's in court for recording the police. He was on site as a reporter for freekeen.com, checking out a story here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there was a suicidal gunman. And he was out there filming and audio recording, and the police asked him to step back. He did. Then they asked him to step back to another location a few minutes later, and he did. And then some other cop comes along and asks him to step back a third time. And finally, he's like, no, I'm fine where I am. I'll take my risks. I'll be okay. Thank you very much.
Well, he actually, when you watch the video, he starts kind of walking because he's being pushed. And the cop says, you need to walk around the corner of the building. And that's where James says, no, I'm not walking around the corner. I'm at a safe remove. And I'll take the risk, because the guy says, you're in a potentially dangerous situation. I'll take the risk. I'm here as media. I'll take the risk.
So he goes and, I guess at some point or another they arrest him for this. And, you know, they found him guilty. What happens with a Class A misdemeanor here?
They found him guilty at the bench trial.
What happens here in New Hampshire is that on a Class A felony, Class A misdemeanor, you can you will first be given a trial in court without a jury. And then,
if you do not request a jury, you can request a jury before the bench trial.
Oh, I see. And then you should take the bench trial because there's no particular reason not to.
Right.
If you get the bench trial, that's with the judge, and the judge rules in a way you don't like, then you can always just take it up to a jury trial.
Which is what James did.
Which is what he did. So the judge ruled he was guilty on both counts, is that correct?
Judge Burke found James guilty on both counts.
Both counts. And he had his trial over the course of the last few days, and today the jury came back with their ruling.
Yes.
They found him not guilty on resisting arrest. The claim was that, I don't even know why they claimed that he resisted arrest, other than
that they claimed that he took 3 or 4 steps back in a hopping manner and jerked his hand away from the police officer.
Was that on the video?
No, it's not
Did
on the video.
Did they charge them for it then? Because I'm so sick and tired of cops charging people for stuff when you can see right on the video it didn't happen. I mean, this should be turned around
and
in an instant.
The hilarious thing is that both officers involved in the arrest described it as, quote, unquote, a fairly easy arrest. Neither one of them had to take any steps towards James, who allegedly took three or four steps back in a hopping manner.
Right.
The one officer did say, I had to lunge towards him because he took three or four steps.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but if I'm standing right next to you and you take three or four steps, you will be well outside of my grasp to where if I just, you know, like lunge in a non-stepping manner, I won't be able to reach you. But all of this...
This shows to me the prosecutors have no guts. They have no desire to do their job. Right here in a court of law, these officers were clearly not telling the truth. And I don't care whether they remember or not. It's their job. They charged him immediately. I don't care what the story is. The video's right there. Oh, you charged a person with resisting arrest, and they clearly and obviously didn't resist arrest, and we have video of it? I'm afraid you're going to have to face a jury trial of your peers, officer, because the law applies to everybody. If you could just make up some crap charge and throw it at somebody that can potentially ruin their life and make it so they can't get a job for years and years and years to come, you should face the same justice. And they don't, because they are super citizens. That's what happens. We believe the cops are extra special.
Well, what I'm wondering is at this point, you know, in this trial, the Gricky case was cited. And so what I wonder is, could James also then potentially go back and sue them the way she did? And
I think that they will.
Possibly. It depends on what happens. It depends on what happens with the other charge that the jury came back with deadlock. 6-6.
Right.
Nobody was swayed, or let me rephrase that. Somebody may have been swayed, but the vote remained 6-6. When they initially voted, it was 6-6. After lunch today, when they notified the judge, we are deadlocked, we can't come to a decision, it was still 6-6. So the judge declared a mistrial on that count of disorderly conduct. So it's now up to the prostituting attorney to determine whether or not they will continue trying to charge James with disorderly conduct, but as of right now, that charge is still pending.
So disorderly conduct in this case is equivalent to disobeying the orders.
Contempt of cop.
Yeah, disobeying the lawful orders of a police officer. And this is where the case just comes down to it, is were these orders lawful? And, well,
you have my jury instructions.
Yeah, the jury just couldn't come to that conclusion. There's more on this. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-951-9458. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-951-9458. 1-800-951-9458.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about the James Cleveland case, which we're intimately involved with here in Keene, New Hampshire. And we just got a ruling back from the court earlier today. And he was found not guilty on resisting arrest. And there was a hung jury on what they called disorderly conduct, which is essentially disobeying the orders of an officer.
Right. And part of the element was that James knowingly entered and remained in an area that he was not authorized to be in.
Of course, he had been relocated 2 times already by the officers, and this was to some extent a situation of, we just can't make up our mind what we want to do with you. And
all of the officers kept testifying about what they call the perimeter of the scene. And testifying about help. Well, perimeters can change. They can expand. They can contract. And it's all up to us.
Right, right. So if the perimeter goes out 100 miles,
yes,
then they should just be able to do that? See, this is where the lawful order aspect of this this all comes in. And it can be kind of frustrating. One thing I'll tell you won't be frustrating is saving 20, 30, maybe even 40% on your Christmas gifts this year. It doesn't even have to be Christmas gifts. Anything you buy from Amazon, you can go through saveatpurse.com, use Bitcoin. That's the real trick here. If you use Bitcoin, you can save 20, 30, 40%. My family, we've saved as much as 45% one time, kind of by accident. Generally try to do between 20 and 30%. It's just faster and easier that way.
Yes.
But if you use Bitcoin, you know, that's it. That's all the savings. And Amazon essentially has everything you need for life. You can go there, saveatpurse.com, save, 25% is a pretty round number. I'm really impressed. And this is the way that dollars can go so much farther. Well, not dollars. You turn your dollars into bitcoins, and then your money goes so much farther. Save at purse.com.
So the jury asked several questions of the judge. And, well, let me actually tell you what they asked. State Trooper Y indicated to the defendant that the Keene police had jurisdiction at the scene the night that the defendant was arrested. Given that, did State Trooper Y and G have the authority to expand or contract the controlled area at the scene, remove private citizens from the controlled area, threaten the defendant with arrest, place the defendant under arrest? The tape seems to indicate that the defendant was not immediately informed of the charge for which he was being arrested. Was the manner in which the defendant was placed under arrest compliant with the law? Are the police required to alert a citizen more than one time if the citizen continues their current course of action or refuses to comply with an order that they will be placed under arrest before the officer can place the citizen under arrest?
I kind of think that's an interesting question. Can an officer give an order one time and then arrest you? Does that officer have to repeat themselves three times? How loudly do they have to do it? Because there was a case here in New Hampshire where a guy was given an order that he could not hear.
Right.
And, had no idea what the order was. He was found guilty. Wasn't able to prove that in a court of law, and people give the deference to the officers.
Especially around here with some of the accents around here. Park your car in the corner.
Well,
there's you can't park your car in the corner. It's like, what? Huh? What? What? What did you say?
Everywhere.
The defense stressed that the defendant had identified himself to the police as a member of the press. Are the police required to grant any special privileges in regard to access to the controlled area to members of the press? Is there a legal definition of safe remove? And if so, what is the legal definition?
You know, I'm more interested in not whether or not the police have to give the press particular deference, but whether or not they can give particular press deference. Because this is the issue. There is a freedom of the press, right?
Yes.
But that doesn't mean they can do whatever they want. They can't, just walk into this guy's house and, while he's suicidal with an AR-15, threatening to shoot himself.
He has freedom of depressed.
And then just, demand to talk to the guy. They don't have that kind of freedom. But if the police department tells WMUR, the local radio station, well, I guess the one
television,
the local television station, that they can do a certain thing and then tells a local blogger that they can't do it because they're not pressy enough for them, then that's where I would say the discrimination comes in play.
And here's the interesting part. I also have the judge's response. Questions 1, 2, 3, and 4. It is up to you, the jury, to determine the facts of this case on the evidence presented at trial. I refer you to my instructions on page 12 and 13 regarding the elements of the crime of disorderly conduct. The state has the burden to prove each element beyond a reasonable doubt. Question number 5. You are to follow my instructions regarding the application of the First Amendment to this case and whether the order of the police was lawful. See page 12 and 13.
So the answer is, you should have been listening.
No, the answer is, you have everything you need.
Yeah.
And I also was able to get a copy of those jury instructions, and I've posted those with links on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
So I think it's a pretty good outcome. Obviously, I would have liked to have seen an acquittal on both counts.
Yes.
But at this point, nothing has happened to him. Is he even out on a bond at this point?
I believe he's still on bail conditions.
Okay, on bail conditions. And they have to decide, the state has to decide whether or not they're going to bring charges specifically on the
disorder. Whether or not they wish to pursue the charges of disorderly conduct or whether they wish to drop that charge.
How long do they have to decide that?
As long as they want. They're the state.
They have until the statute of limitations.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's also a right to a speedy trial.
The incident occurred about a year and a half ago. The prostituting attorney said that she would probably decide within the next 30 days.
Gives me chills every time you say that.
And they were found, of course, he was found not guilty on the resisting arrest.
Yes.
I guess in that same 30 days, the prosecutor can then decide to bring charges on the officers for, a false arrest, a false imprisonment situation. I don't imagine that will happen. Because
I don't think they can do that until the disorderly winds up going away.
They charged him with resisting arrest, and it was clear from that video he didn't. That is a single separate charge. It doesn't make a difference whether
But that doesn't mean that he was falsely arrested.
I didn't say false. He's a falsely
arrested.
He's falsely arrested for resisting arrest. When you make crap up about somebody resisting arrest, bald-faced lie about it, then you should be charged. If I was a citizen and I said this person has, you know, acted against me in a physical manner, and they haven't, I'm going to be up for up on charges.
I agree.
And that's why these cops should. We should stop treating cops like they're special.
At some point,
well, they're special.
At some point, Ian Freeman will have the full video of the trial up. Watch that and pay particular attention to things that Trooper Gazer, that's who's referred to here as Trooper G, pay close attention to what he says, because he basically admits to having perjured himself, because he testifies on the stand to one thing, but he wrote something completely different in an affidavit for a warrant that he signed under oath. Completely false information that he wrote in this thing under oath. If you or I file something under oath that is not true, that's perjury.
I think a video should be edited together and potentially should go to the ACLU, because they'd like to take up cases like this.
Well, the ACLU, you know, the Free Staters here have a pretty good line to the ACLU, so I'd like to see whether or not that occurs. But the ACLU can't really bring charges against
them. They can bring lawyers and money. That's what they're good at.
They bring lawyers.
They like defending
they can help
people's
with
civil rights.
Suit.
Yeah, they like defending people's civil rights, and when, you know, cops are lying under oath, that tends to be the type of thing that the ACLU likes to get involved on when they're defending civil liberties.
And, you know, resisting arrest should really look like resisting arrest.
Yeah.
I think that I get that it's one of those situations, I'll know it when I see it, but the times that I've seen activists charged with resisting arrest, there's nothing that looks like resisting arrest going on. And I'm sick of these cops just layering charges for kicks.
Yeah, like when Derek J was handcuffed and being told, get in the back of the police car, and he says, I really don't want to get in the back of your police car. And so then they pepper sprayed him and threw him in the back of the police car while he was handcuffed and charged him with resisting arrest. How do you resist arrest after you're already arrested?
Well, you know, in that case, that's the best example I've seen of any of these charges. Now, it seems to me the punishment was enacted with the pepper spray, right? Like, here's your punishment. Little spray, a pepper spray, and now you're in the car. I don't think there's an additional charge that's necessary, especially when it comes down to resisting arrest. If you have to report that to some future employer in 5 years, it sounds for all the world like you picked up a brick and bashed some cop in the face with it.
And New Hampshire law says that verbal resistance is not resistance. So saying, I don't want to get in your car is not resisting.
That's very interesting. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone
hormone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.